Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be your four Shleima, Schus, for Chaim Yerim Mendel Batzchan Golda, and for Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Elmi, and for Eliyahu Ben Nechama Riva, and for Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Elmi, and for Rafaliah Ben Leah, and Rivka Basiel, Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. And this year is based on the Sefer Shari Chaim of Chaim Shmulevitz, and the subject is Da'asa Isha B'Kiddushin of Nisuin, and this year should be a schus for Zara Shel Kayama, for Avamas Ben Shoshana Rezel, and for Necha Gittel, Bas Rachel Esther, Avram Yitzchak Ben Esther, Esti Sar Bas Ariella, Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rachel, and they should all have Zara Shel Kayama, Ziva Chagam for Bekil Amir Ben Penina, and all the rest of Kal Yisrael want Ziva Chagam, Rachel Bas Geula, Nir Ben Siona, V'chule, Avram Shlomo Ben Penina. So it says in the Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis that a man could be makabel kedushin for his daughter as biti nasati lishazeh. The Gemara says maybe he can only be makabel kedushin for his daughter who's a ketana, who doesn't have a yad to be makabel kedushin. But a naira who does have a yad to be makabel kedushin, maybe she could be makadesh herself. So Rashi says that dafka a ketana is makabel kedushin for her, but not a naira. Says Rashi, I don't understand. The pasuk as biti nasati lishazeh is talking about a naira that I gave over my daughter. So that pasuk is talking about a naira. So how can the Gemara say no? Dafka ketani can give her over, not a naira. The pasuk is talking about a naira. Answers Rashi: no, the pasuk is talking about a naira that he's motzi shemra on her when she's a naira. That he gave her over the kiddushin when she's a ketana, and now when she's a naira, they have bia, and then he says that lo matzasi l'bitcha b'sulin. And he's mostly shamer on her, and then he has to give for the Avi Anara Chamishim Kesef. So there he has to pay the fine to the Avi Anara when she's already a Nara. But when was the actual Kedushin? The Kedushin was done when she was a Ketan. So that's the Gemara's suggestion, that maybe only a Ketan who doesn't have a Yad, there the father can do the Kedushin, but not for a Naira. The Tosfos brings Rashi and Ksubis, who says that a father could be mostly his daughter to Chuppah, and we're talking about Chuppah, not Kedushin. He can be Moser, his daughter, L'chuppah, L'shem, Nisun. You also learn from the Pasuk of Hezbiti Nesati Lishazeh, because it's all Nesinus, Nesin of Kedushin, and Nesin of Chuppah. So Frektosis, so why don't we say the same thing, L'in Nisun, that Nisun, he can only give her over when she's a Ketana, not an Ara, like we say here by Kedushin. And for Tosfos, can it sign, it can't be? Because with respect to Nisun, it must be that he gave her over as a Naira. Why? Because we're talking about a girl who should be getting Skila. And the only way to get Skila is when she was unfaithful, when she was a Naira. So, and then the Chuppah was afterwards. So when he gave her over in Chuppah, she had to have been a Naira, because he said that she was unfaithful before. So she couldn't have been unfaithful when she was a Nara if he only gave her over in Chuppah as a Ketana. It hasn't happened yet. So it must be that he gave her over the Chuppah when she was a Nara, and then afterwards, and that's why she's Chayav Skila, because if she was a Ketana, there'd be no Onish. If she's a Ketana, this girl, when he gives her over the Chuppah, then there's no Onish. So the fact that it says that there's skila, it must be she was unfaithful as a naira. So she was unfaithful as a naira, and then, or that's the claim, and then the man is with her, and then there's mesira l'chuppa, right? So that is taking place, obviously, when she's a naira, the mesira l'chuppa, because the maises nus, purported maises nus, was when she was a naira, otherwise there wouldn't be skila. So the mele, it must be that the nisuin is talking about when she's a naira. So now that we've established that the mice and the suins, when she's a naira, frektosis and ksubis mem zayin amad aleph and Rashi, why don't we learn kedushin from chuppah and say that just like the chuppah is the naru, so too kedushin is also we can give her over when she's a naira. So why does the gemara say anemilik ketana, not naira? So in order to answer Tosfos kasha, we have a very very simple yisod, and that is there's a fundamental difference between kedushin and chuppah. And you can't learn Kedushin from Chuppah. Tosfos says, let's learn Kedushin from Chuppah. And we're going to spend the next while doing this, proving that Chuppah is fundamentally different from Kedushin ad kan. How are we going to do that? As follows. The Mesorah Seshasim, that Beis Amid Beis, is only on a Stir and Rashi. Rashi says, and Memdal Raman Aleph and Dibor Maskel Kedushin, that you know why you need Das Ha'isha be Kedushin? Because you need Das Makne. And Yevamos Rashi says, Yotes Amid Beis, you know why you need Das Ha'isha for Kedushin? Because it says, V'hocha V'hoitza L'ish Acher. And that's mashma midaita. So you need a pasuk to tell you that you need Das Isha for Kedushin. I, Rashi, and Kedushin says you don't need a pasuk, it's enough svara. So why do you need two makaros in Rashi? So you don't need to be a brisker to say that. If Rashi gives you two makaros, obviously they're two different dinim in Kedushin, in Das Isha for Kedushin. Number one, there's the svara that you need Das Makana like in other Kenyanim. You always need Das Makana in Kenyanim. And then there's also another Das Isha that you need to make a Maisa Kedushin. If you don't have Das Isha, there's no Maisa Kedushin here. The Das Isha is Mitoras Kinyanim, the Das Makne. And then there's a special Das Isha by Kedushin to shaft the Das Kedushin to make a Maisa Kedushin. And not only because of the Chalais Kedushin, but because of the Maisa Kedushin. So you need Das Isha that there should be a Chalos here, like you need for Chalos Kinyanim. And also that there should be a Maisa Kedushin. And now we understand very well the Stira in Rashi's. Rashi in Kedushin is talking about a regular case of Kedushin. So there Rashi just brings the Svara, because it's like other Kinyanim, that you need Das Isha for Kedushin. In Yevamos, Rashi's talking about Maimer Yivman, when he does Maimer on her, which is a rabbinic way of betrothing a woman who already has a Zika. If she already has a Zika, if she's already connected, this Yevama is already connected to this man, so Mitzat Kinyanim, maybe you don't need her Das for the Chalos, because there's already a Zika that the Torah wants there to be a Chalos. So therefore, maybe you don't need her Das at all. And the mimer enough is enough that she doesn't need das to do the mimer, because there's already that zika there. They're already connected. But therefore Rashi says, so you're going to tell me that you don't need das isha because there's already a zika here, and you don't need it like in regular cases of kinyanim for there to be a chalos, because there's the zika here. And therefore, the Torah already wants there to be a chalos, so you don't need das ha'isha. You could be pulled a chalos without the of ritzono. Okay, but you know why you need das ha'isha? To make it a ma'isa of maimer, because it's not a ma'isa without das ha'isha. The das ha'isha makes it a Torah's ma'isa kedushin, and that's also said by maimer, because maimer, the Gemara says, they made it like a ma'isa kedushin. Chachamim made it like a ma'isa kedushin, and therefore there Rashi brings the pasuk. So we have two elements now to Kedushin. You have Das Isha Alts Das Makane, regular Kinyanim, and then you have a special Das Isha with respect to Kedushin, which makes it a Maisa Kedushin. Without her Das, it's not a Maisa Kedushin. Now there's a famous Ran in Adarim that says that by Kedushin you don't need Das Isha to be Miskadeshes. The woman is Mevatel Daita Viritzona, and she makes herself to the Baal like a Dover Shel Hefker, and the Baal is Machnas Her L'Rishusa. And he learns from the Pasuk of Kigach Lo Silachach that she's Mevatel Das. So the Pshuto, the Kavan of the Ran, is to say that you don't need Das Isha to be pulled as a Messiah's Kedushin. And the Das is Begetter Haskamah V'Nichus L'Kedushin, that she's just willing to do it, that she has no opposition. That's all you need, that the woman shouldn't be opposed, and she's willing, but her Das isn't actively Poel the Chalos Kedushin. It's sort of like a passive, take me, but it's not actively Poel the Das Kedushin. That's Pashtus Divrei Aran. However, it's not true, because it's mashma numerous places that her das is also poel das sias hakadushin, and it's not enough that she should be passively willing, but she has to actively be poel das, and to actively have das in order to be poel the kedushin. It says in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Memches that if a man's makadish a woman with a nir, with a shtar, so you look at the shtar, it's not a shtar kedushin, it's a regular shtar, so you makadish her with a shtar. Let's say the shtar is a shtar puzzle. So he takes the shtar, and he's makadisha with the shtar. And the Gemara says, is she makudeshes? The answer is, not mitzad the shtar, but maybe mitzad the nir, the nayer, the paper. If the paper is worth shavu prutish, she's makudeshes. And if not, not. Zokter Rashi, because her das is also on the nir, and so writes the Ran, that her das is on the nir. And if it's enough to have her, she just has to be willing for there to be a chalos kedushin. What does it matter what the mice is, that her das is on the mice? It's enough that she wants the chalos kedushin. It must be from here that she has to have her das on the nir, because she has to have her das on the etzem mice kedushin as well. It's not enough she should be willing to have a chalos kedushin. She has to actively want the mice kedushin, therefore daita nir. And so too proves Reb Shimon in the Shari Yashar, Reb Chaim is a student of Reb Shimon, in Shazayim Perak Yudbeis, that if you're Makadish B'milvah, Reprutah, you can't be Makadish B'milvah. If you're Makadish B'milvah, Reprutah, if her das is on the milvah, she's not Makudashis. I don't understand. What do we care what her das? She wants a chalos kedushin, so she wants it to be done with the milvah. Who cares? As long as she wants the chalos. She's passively allowing herself to be married. No. The answer is she has to want this Maisa Kedushin, otherwise it's not a Maisa Kedushin. And therefore, if her das is on the milvah, it's not a Maisa Kedushin. Her das wasn't on the Maisa Kedushin. The Shari Yosher also proved this when we say later on, a guy was Makadish a woman with these like myrtle branches. And he said to him, it's not worth a Shavu Prutah. He says, no. After he gives it to her, he says, but there are four Zuzim inside those branches. Zok the Gemara, no good, because it's, even if she was silent, it's Shtika Lacha Matmos, and Rava says, Shtika Lacha Matmos, Lo Moi. And it says in the Ran that this is talking about even in a case where they were Mishtadich before, even if they agreed before to get married. So, because the case of the Tziftanas is no less than Shadich. In both cases, she wants to get married. If Shadich or not Shadich, in both cases, she wants to get married. If Shadich, if they made Shaduchim before they agreed to get married, Avada, she wants to get married. And even if they didn't, but if she takes the Tziftanas, and he's Makadisha with it, and she's Makabah, And then he says to her afterwards that there's four zuzim in there. And she's just silent. She holds on to it. So she's mekudeshes. She should be. Why isn't she? The answer is because she doesn't have her das in the Maisa Kedushin. When there's a Maisa Kedushin, she's not thinking that there should be a Maisa Kedushin. And the fact that she's willing, she wants it to be a chalos, that doesn't help us. And the fact that afterwards she wants it to be a Maisa, it doesn't matter, it's too late. She has to have a das in the Etzem Maisa Kedushin. Her das, Shafta Maisa Kedushin. And from here proves Reb Shimon and the Shari Yosha that Mivatelis Daitu Umashva Atzma Kedavar Shel Hefker is not done with her Haskama alone. When she's Mivatel herself and makes herself like Hefker, you need a Maisa Kinyan for that. That just like Kesef Shtar and Bia help for Kedushin Mitzah Habal, so too the Maisa the Shtar Bia and Kesef also make Bittel Daitu Shalisha. When she's Makabal the Kesef, that's the Maisa Kinyan. And that makes her maybe vatal her das, and therefore shtika lacha matmos doesn't help because she doesn't know b'shas matmos is a ma'isa kedushin, and that's why it says the Shari Yashir that there's no mention of shtika lacha matmos not being good by mecher, because by mecher it's good enough that mitzad echad there should be das behitzdarfus nichusa me'atzad hasheni. So the other side, one side just has to be willing, and the other side, one side just has to be willing, and the other side. Has to actively have das. The kinyan only has to be from one side. And therefore, since the lokeach gave the kesef and he wants to be kone b'haskam as hamocher, so that haskam, all that haskam is good enough afterwards. When there was a maisa, the lokeach had das for the maisa. And then as long as the mocher is willing, if the mocher is willing afterwards, that's enough. Only in kedushin, the kabbalah's kesef mitzad aish is also poel. And therefore, shtika lacha matmos doesn't help because we need kavanah's kinyan mitzad aish. So what's the gather here? The gather is there are two aspects to Kedushin. There's the chalos and the maisah. Das Arani, Divrei Aran is talking about that the das Aisha is that she's mevatel daito ritzona mitzad other kinyonim. Now, as far as the husband has das kone, she doesn't have to actively have das makne. Her das makne is to be mevatel her das. Because her das isn't pole, that's him chalos HaKedushin. The baal is the pole and not the isha. And therefore, we don't. All we need by the isha is haskama. We need this passive acceptance of being miskadeshes. Without that, the husband can't be pole of the kedushin. And that's the das makne that you need for kedushin, that passivity. And the Sivas HaMishpat says in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Siv Katan Dalit, that in kinyanim it's also enough if there's there has to be gemar daito shel hakoine, and there has to be passive haskama of the mocher. And even a haskama that's not mufureshes is good enough. Because it's the kona that's poel, so too the husband is poel, the chalos kinyan. However, there's another aspect of kedushin, where it's not enough for the woman just to have passively be mevatel das. What's going to get her to be passively mevatel das? When she makes the maisa kedushin, how does she make the maisa kedushin? With her das. With her das, she makes the maisa kedushin. So it's the husband being poled the etzem chalos kedushin. That's the husband. It's not kisi lakach. The husband's being poled the kedushin. He's giving her the money, and he's having das to be koner. And for the chalos, she's just passively, you could take me. But she has to make it into a maisa. For that, you need her das. And if she doesn't have das for the nesinas kesef and shtar, or for the bia, that it should be a maisa kedushin, she doesn't make it with her das and maisa kicha. It's nothing. It's garnished. And therefore, this din of in kedushin doesn't apply to other kinyanim. The das makna is only poel chalos hakna. Could be maybe even passive das, but that's only in the chalos hakna. But ain lo the maisa kinyan klum. But in kedushin, faker in the maisa kinyan, the makna here, the woman needs to have active das. She needs to say, I want this to be a maisa kinyan. And therefore, she has to know that it's milva pruta data mil pruta, and she has to know that the shtar is worth the shavu pruta, and that her das has to be on the near, which is worth the shavu pruta v'chule. And that sifta das of the shas and the sina, she has to know that there's a shavu pruta here, and not afterwards, because she makes the ma'aser kedushin with her das, and therefore, we understand now that you need the das and the ma'aser that the husband does, like we said. Now it says in the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud Amud Aleph that if you fall in a Metzia, you're not Zocha Midin Dalet Amos, because you're Megala Das that you want it to be Kona with Nefila, not Kenyan Dalet Amos. Nefila is not a Kenyan, and you don't want to be Kona with Dalet Amos. So no Kenyan. Zakhtin Amus in Mukha Yosef on the Mishnah that since Chachamim were attacking Dalet Amos, A person can say, "Yafshi b'takanas chacham, I want to be kona ben afila." Says Rabbi Kiva Egwe the Madura Tanyana Simen Nun Hey Vivar Maskel Mashikrasav. He proves from this Nebuka Yosef that in a Kenyan Doraisa you could be kona, even if you're not Neskavi to be kona with this specific Kenyan. As long as in a Kenyan Doraisa you have Kavana for there to be a Kenyan, it doesn't matter that you have Kavana on the right Maisa Kenyan. As long as you do a Maisa Kenyan, you're kona. You have to have Kavana in the Kenyan Doraisa to be kona, but not specifically with this Maisa Kenyan. As long as you did a Maisa Kenyan and you have Kavana to be kona, that's enough. And you don't have to have Kavana to be kona with the correct Maisa Kenyan. Frakti Rabbi Kivega, what about Kedushin? Milva Pruta, there has to be Daita on Milva and Aprutev and not on the Milva. Why? Why do we care that a Das should be on the money, not on the loan, because you can't be married with a loan? Who cares? What if she wants the Kedushin? And he also asked from the Shtar. Why, if you're Makadish Bishtar possible, you assess the Nir to see if it's worth a Shabbat Pruta, Shinik Kedush? Rashi just puts the Das is on the Nir. What do we care about the woman's Das for? What do we care? She wants the Chalos Kedushin. What do we care that a Das should be on the Maisa Kedushin? So the answer is Givaldik. Kedushin's different. Ein achinami, Rabbi Kivaker, Yudhiyuk Limuk Yosef was correct. Then when it comes to mechers, there all you need is kavana for the chalos kinyan. And you can't say there we don't say lo michale, but the kana satova. There is all you need kavana for the chalos kinyan. Masha ein kain. As long as you did a proper maisa kinyan, that's enough. You don't have to kavana for the correct maisa. Masha ein kain in kedushin. By Kedushin it says Vahocha Vahisalish Acher. There we learn the separate din, and that is the woman has to have kavan on the Maisa in order to make it a Maisa Kedushin. And without that it doesn't work, and therefore her das has to be on the Pruta and not on the Milva, and the das has to be if it's on the Milva it doesn't work, and the das has to be on the Nir, but she has to have kavan on the Nir that it should be worth the Shavu Pruta. That she's being miskadesh to the Nir, because her das makes it a Maisa Kedushin. Not enough that she has to be passively willing to have a chalos, and she has to actively want this to be a Maisa, because she creates the Maisa. And now we understand beautifully that in Kinyanim, the person's das can be on the Milva when you make Kinyanim. And Rambam, in fact, doesn't mention, according to the Rambam, Milva works by Mecher, and Milva doesn't work by Kedushin. The Kfar Nilu Kochach may like to understand what the difference between Milva and Kedushin, and Mecher and Kedushin is. But the Rambam says Milva works by Mecher, and it doesn't work by Kedushin. So says Rabbi Kivager to the Rambam, I don't understand. The Rabbi Kivager says, what doesn't he understand? The Rabbi Kivager says he doesn't understand Simon Reish Chaf Aleph. Now we have the Rambam, Rabbi Osai. The Rambam says that Milva is Mahani B'Mecher and not B'Kedushin. Milva works for Mecher and it doesn't work for Kedushin. So Rabbi Kivager says, based on the Yisod of the Muka Yosef, as long as the person wants to make the Kenyan, it works. Even if he's not miskaven to be kona with this Kenyan Hamoil, as long as he has kafanas that there should be a Kenyan, it works as long as he's making the proper Kenyan for the Doraisa. It works even if he doesn't have kavana that this should be the specific kinyan I'm being kona with. So Rabbi Kivager asked, wait a second, what about Makadish ben Milva and Makudeshes? And we don't say that she miskadish mahanos b'chilas Milva. There's not only Milva, I lent the girl $100, and I say to the girl, you should be miskadesh with $100. Avada on the $100, she's not miskadeshes. But what about her nos mechilas milva? Wouldn't she pay somebody $1 to be mefayis me that she shouldn't have to pay the $100? Of course. So therefore, I'm also mochel mechilas milva. There's the hanoa of the mechilas milva that now she saves this money. So there is hanoa for the woman. So she has kavana to be miskadeshes. So what does it matter? So why then do we say that mekadesh milva ain't a mekudeshes? She should be mekudeshes, not out mekadesh b'milva, but out mekadesh b'nos mechilas milva. So it must be that lo ha'isadaita l'kach, and therefore lo mo'il. So says Rabbi Kivager, I don't understand. The Nebuka Yosef says that you don't have to have specific kavana for this kinyan. As long as you have kavana to be kona with the kinyan, we're talking about kinyani d'oraisa. As long as you have kavana to be kona, it doesn't matter if you have kavana to be kona with the correct kinyan. As long as A, you made the proper kinyan, and B, you have kavana to be kona, that's enough. And not like in Kinyanim Dorabanim, you have to have Kavanah for the correct Kinyan, because if the person's nofel and he doesn't want to be Kavanah B'dal Adamas, he's saying, Yefshi B'dekonis Kachamim. So he says, then why is it a woman Miskadesh with Anas Mechilas Milda? She wants to be Miskadesh, and there is something of value here. And the answer is, Enachinami. You're right, Rabbi Kivager. That works by Mecher. And that's why, by Mecher, Mecher, Milva works with Mecher. Because it's Hanas Mechila. And Kiddushin's different. So by Mecher, you're right. You don't have to have Kavana for the correct Kinyan. In other words, if he's Mocha, if you want to buy something from me, I owe you $100 and I want to buy something from you. And you want to buy something from me. I owe you $100. And you want to buy something from me. And I'm Mochel on $100. So that money's already gone, that $100. But there's Hanas Mechilas Milva. And therefore it's a good Kinyan. You might not have had Kavana for that, but it doesn't matter. Because there is Hanas Mechilas Milva here. Lamaisa, there is a Kinyan, a proper Kinyan. A, according to the Beis Shmuel, that the Rambam agrees that if it's explicit that's Hanas Mechilas Milva, she's Mekudeshes. So by Mecher also. As there you don't need explicit kavana, as long as there is Hanas Mechilas Milva, and Hanas Mechilas Milva works, and therefore the Mecher is a good Mecher. So therefore the Rambam can say that by Milva you can be Mecher works with Milva. That's other Kinyan, but Kiddushin's different. Why is Kiddushin different? Because there you need the das, her das for this specific Maisa Kinyan. By Milva you don't need das for this specific Maisa Kinyan, and therefore by Mecher you don't need das for this specific Maisa Kinyan. And therefore, you could be Mecher works with Milva because there's Hanas Mechilas Milva also, even though that's not the Kavana, but it's there. Mashen Ken Kedushin, there's no Hanas Mechilas Milva. If you want to be Mekadesh by Milva, we don't say, you're right, but the Milva, she can't be Mekudeshes because the money that was lent her is already gone. But what about Hanas Mechilas Milva? She'd be willing to pay somebody to get him to be Mochel the Milva. So Mimela, with that, she should be Mukadeshes with that Hana. The answer is, Enachinami, theoretically that's true. But she doesn't have Das for that. And the woman needs Das for the Maisa Kedushin. So for the Kenyan, the person doesn't need the Das for the Maisa. As long as there's some proper Kenyan being done here, that's all you need. And then they need Das for the Chalos. But by Kedushin, the woman also, not only the man, the woman also needs Das for this Maisa Kedushin. And she was miskaving to be miskadeshes behanos milve, not behanos mechilas milve. Therefore, she's not mikudeshes. Mashen kim bekinyanim. Bekinyanim, we say that as long as there's a proper kinyan, you have to dance for the specific kinyan. And the mecha works for mitzvah hanos mechilas milve. As long as you're b'chaim pilei plus of Torah. So lefiza, we have to say that even though that even in bekoach after mikadeshes daughter, there's two inyanim. There's etzem habaylus varishus ala kedushin, that the father is considered the magnet, and there's das is pole, the Torah is das magnet, and there's also the das to make a ma'aseh kedushin, to shaft the ma'aseh kedushin, and through the das of the tati of the father, so we are miskayim v'hoisa v'hocha v'hoisa, that has to be midaita. These two aspects of kedushin both have to be found by the father. It's all with respect to the father. He has to have das and the chalos kedushin, das magnet, and also das and the ma'aseh kedushin. And now we can also understand the Gemara in Kedushin Adaf Mem Vav Amud Beis. There we learn that the father can be Mekadesh his daughter with Kesef, and then he also says we can be Mekadesh with Shtar and Bia because Iskashu Havayos Lahadodi. I don't understand. Since we already know that the father can be Mekadesh his daughter, and we know that a daughter is Miskadesh with Shtar, Mechi Tesi, that he can't be Mekadesh with Shtar, why do we need especially Alfusa Iskashu Havayos Lahadodi? So based on what we say, it's Gevaldik. Because Enachinami, there's two aspects. Mitzad is bilessness, Rishus, and the daughter, there's no difference. Kadesh b'kesef, Mekadesh b'shtar. But that was mischadesh, that das ha'av also creates a ma'isa kedushin. Every ma'isa kedushin is a Torah's ma'isa kicha b'fnei atzma. There's one general category of chalois kedushin, but each ma'isa kedushin is its own parsha. So therefore, if not for iska shavayis lahadodi, if not for the fact that all types of kedushin were equated to each other, we can say that even though it's enough for das ha'av to make ma'isa kedushin of kesef, we don't know that it's enough to make a ma'isa kedushin of shtar. And therefore, you also need to say that the iskush. You're with me, Gil Amir. You're with me, Reb Ariel Yishayo. Svi Moshe. This is gevaldik, Reb Chaim. We're dancing. So you have to dance after a shiur like this. I have a friend in the mirror. He told me that when Rav Asher Ariely gives shiur, he wants to dance afterwards sometimes. One time Rav Asher gave such a good shiur, he got up and he danced. You hear a Torah like that, Moshe Gavriel? He got up and he danced. I love Hashem. In any event, Tyre Yidin, to be mischaber to the Leib Regesh and the Moyach HaBohir of Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Ashreinu, 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 Rabbi Yisai. Ashreinu, Matov Chelkeinu, Manoim Goreleinu. We're zeichet to learn the Torah, to sit in the shiur of Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Pile, pile, plus. That's what we're doing, Rabbi Yisai. Gevalt. In any event, so as far as each mice is a different parasha. So Mimela, you wouldn't know from the fact that in the Maisa Kedushin of Bia, of Kesef, the father's das can create that Maisa Kedushin, he can also create the Maisa Kedushin of Shtar. And therefore for that, you need to say Isker Shavayos Lahadodi. But as far as the Etzem, Koyach of the father, the Bibles and the Rishus and the Kedushin, there, that's one parasha of Kedushin. That you don't need a special limud from Shtar to Kesef. But Yitei Ramikach, Ishgam Pan Nosaf, Yesh Ta Pan Shel Kedushin, Shel ליצור מעשה קידושין על ידי דעת. זה פרשה מחודשת, זה פרשה נוספת, שצריך דעת האישה על מעשה הקידושין, אחרת אין כאן מעשה קידושין. אז כך גם כשעה אבא מקדש את הבת, גם צריך את דעתו. אבל זה שיש דעתו מועילה בקשר לכסף, לא אומר לנו שום דבר על שטר. כי זה מעשה כיחה בפני עצמה, ולכן צריכים לומר שיתקוש הוויות להדדי. אז אומר רב חיים, ומעטה, יש לי השב קושיית התוספות. פר אינפורד קושיית תוספות. רב חיים, he's speaking in a raspy voice. פר אינפורד קושיית תוספות. Not that I was in his shir, he was nifter, about, put it this way, on the day he was nifter, my mother was changing my diaper. So that gives you an idea of how I wasn't in his shir. We've answered Tosis Kasha. What was Tosis Kasha that we started out with at the beginning of the shir? Nail of Kedushin and Nisuin. But just like Nisuin is Bishas Narusa, so why doesn't the Gemara also say that Kedushin also, the father has koch to give her over? Like, why does the Gemara say Hanami Liktana, but Naira, maybe the father doesn't have koch? No. By Nisuin, we prove that it must be when she's a Naira. So also by Kedushin, it must be when she's a Naira. That he can also give her over when she's a Naira. Because Nisuin, you need Dasa Isha. Look in Tosis and Ksubis, Beza Meral of Nises. We have, by the way, we have a shir on Ratzon Isha in Kiddushin and Nisuin. We learn from the Sefer Chazon Kedumim, from the Garzen, Hagoyim Ruzam Nechemia. That was Geshmak. So it's on YU Torah, Ayin Shem Rabosai. If you have the internet, use it for that. And only good things. In any event, so by Nisuin, you also need Das. But you only need Das, Machmas Das Makne. But this, V'holcha V'hoisa Midaita, Mashma, that isn't B'nisuin. Because first of all, V'holcha V'hoisa is talking about Erisin. And Nisuin is included in this. V'holcha V'hoisa is talking about Erisin. And this Iske Shavayos La'adabi, that the Havayos of being married, the different ways of being married are equated, Chup is not included, as the Or Sameach proves. And that's why Rashi has to say that the father can give his daughter over to Chuppah from Ezbit. Does that mean she is over? From Ezbiti Nasati Lishazeh, Kol Nesinus B'mashma. That, why Kol Nesinus B'mashma? Why don't you just say Iske Shavayis La'adadi, therefore the father can give it over, give his daughter over to Chuppah? Why do you have to say Ezbiti Nasati Lishazeh, Kol Nesinus B'mashma? Why do you have to say that? The answer is because we don't say Iske Shavayis La'adadi, because Chuppah is a different category than Kedushin. And therefore, Chuppah can't be learned from Kedushin. Nisuin can't be learned from Kedushin. You have to have a special limud, Kol Nesinus, the speaking of Sati, both in the Kedushin and Nisuin. So, first of all, V'holcha V'hoisa is not talking about Nisuin, it's only talking about Kedushin. And that from V'holcha V'hoisa, from what do we learn from there? There we learn the Das to make a Maisa Kedushin. And not only that, but what's the Yisod Dina of Das that we learn from V'hoisa? Midaito Mashma. To make a Torah's Maisa Kicha. But B'nisuin, you don't need a Torah's Maisa Kicha. Because Rashi says, and this is, Rav Chaim talks about this in Shir and Simon Yod Beis, that according to Shitas Rashi, in B'nisuin there is no Maisa Kinyan. And it's just a Niyug and Metzias of Ishus through Yichud, Kiruv, and Kiruv Bia. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. It's a way of living. It's an existence. It's a reality. You're with her. And therefore, it can't be that you need the woman's das to make a Torah's Maisa. Because there is no Torah's Maisa, no specific Maisa Kedushin. It's a niyug, it's a way of acting, it's a mitzius of Ishus. So the Mela, don't tell me that by Kedushin they have Hapana Nosaf, this additional aspect of you need das to make a Maisa. Because by Nisuin, you don't need a Maisa for Nisuin. And also it's learned from the Pasuk, this extra das is learned from the Pasuk of Ahocha Bahaisa. And we don't have that das by Nisuin. And that Pasuk's not talking about Nisuin Bahaisa. So I'm not Kedushin, and we don't say it's Kishavaisa Adadi. So now we understand very well that the Gemara could learn Kedushin from Nisuin. That just like by a Naira a father can give his daughter over, so too by Kedushin. No, Nisuin's different. Because by Nisuin all you need for the das of the father is what? Mitzad das makne. So in a chinami, mitzad das makne, we see that a girl who's a Naira, a 12-year-old girl, is in her father's rishus. And he could be poel for his daughter. He could be poel achalos Nisuin for his daughter. And therefore you could say the same thing about Kedushin. That she's in her father's rishus. And he can be poel achalos Kedushin. Very good. But by Kedushin, we also need das ha'af mitzad, the pasuk of ahoch of ahoysa. That we need the das of the father to make a Torah's Maisa Kicha. And that, we don't have a pasuk for that. We don't have a makor that the father can make a Torah's Maisa Kicha for his daughter who's a Naira. That you can't learn from the Nisuin. Because the Nisuin only has one aspect of the kingdom, of das makne. For that, and that she's in her father's rishus, that he can be makne, that there's a chalos, he can make a chalos. But that the father can have das to make a Torah's Maisa Kicha on behalf of his daughter, that we can't learn from the Nisuin. So only by Nisuin we say Naira, that a father has koach over the Naira to marry her. But not by Kedushin. And therefore, for Kushis Tosfos, that Kedushin could not be learned from Nisuin. So this was, sweetest friends, I think a person should make a Kiddush after a Torah like this. So you bring the food, I'll eat. We learned some big Yisodos in the Shir. We learned the Stir and Rashi. In one case, it's das makna, and in another case, it's the halacha v'ha'isav isha acher, it's midaita mashma. You need a pasuk to tell you need das isha. In the other place, in Kedushin Rashi, says you need das isha, mitzad das makna. And we said that both are true. You need das makna mitzad regular kinyanim, but in Yevamos Rashi, brought the pasuk because there it's talking about ma'amar yivmin. Or maybe you don't need das isha out the chalos, but you need das isha to make it a talis ma'isa. We learn the Ran that the woman's mevatel or das. And it's not kipshuta that she's mabatel or das. Only she needs active das in order to make the ma'isa kinyan. And then she's mabatel or das, and she passively allows her husband to take her to make the chalos. We learn that there's a difference between kedushin and all other kinyanim with respect with that other kinyanim, daraisa. All you need is das for the chalos kinyan, and as long as you make a proper ma'isa kinyan, that's enough. But you don't have kavana and the ma'isa kinyan that's actually making the chalos. All you have to do is have kavana that there should be a chalos kinyan, and you have to have made a ma'isa kinyan. Hashem came to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan in the Mukhi Yosef says, if your das is on the wrong kinyan, you're saying yes, shibat hakanech chacham. But if it's daraisa, as long as you made the right kinyan, it's good enough. As long as you made the right kinyan, it's good enough, and you also have to have das to want a kinyan, even though your das wasn't that the kinyan was with A, it was with B. And the kinyan was actually with A, it doesn't matter, because you made both kinyan A and B, and you want there to be a chalos kinyan, but by kedushin, not only do you have to have kavan on the chalos kinyan, you also have to have kavan on the ma'isa kinyan. And therefore the woman died to pruta, and milva, the woman has to be das a pruta, and the woman has to have das on the niyar, the USS the niyar, and we also understand why, when the father could be makadish bito b'kesef, we needed a special limud afterwards to say, but also iske shavar isadadi, that the kashtarim be as well, because you're right, as far as the koach over the daughter to make the chalos kedushin, that he can do. But as far as the etzem maisa, each maisa is a different maisa, and therefore it's not necessarily the same. Maybe he has maisa of the kesef, yes, but to make a maisa be a make a maisa shtar lo. So therefore, kamashman is keshavai slad dadi. And then we said that you can't learn that a father can marry off his daughter when she's a katan, when she's a naira, the kedushin, from the fact that a father can give his daughter over be nisuin, because nisuin only requires the aspect of das to want the chalos kinyan, but it doesn't require. And the suin doesn't require das of to make the maisa, because we said there is no maisa in the suin. It's a niyugu metzius shel yichud and closeness. So meila, but by kiddushin, with that added element of the das making a maisa, we would say that when does the father have koach to over his daughter to make a chalos kiddushin? For that you need his das, because the father has das makne. But maybe the father doesn't have das to create the maisa. That we don't learn from nisun, because by nisun there is no maisa. And therefore, we answer Tosfos Kasha, you can learn kiddushin from nisuin. That just like by nisuin, it's done when the daughter is a nara, so too, the father could do for the daughter when she's a nara, so too kiddushin. So we should all be zochem, mirtz Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, shakadosh baruch hu ya'ir einenu bo'or sorasso, umitoras v'akadosh baruch hu yatzilenu mishkios, umitorasso yareinu niflos. And I'd like to thank my beloved and sweetest friends from all over the globe. I'm saying we're talking about six different continents. I mean, I get emails from China, from Japan, from Hong Kong. I get emails from places like Missouri, from Iowa, from all these exotic places, from Nova Scotia, from Australia, from the land down under. And after I get all these emails, and they're right with such glowing terms, they say, "Dear Rav Erman, Rabbi Ali, Reb Al, Alchi, whatever they, that's my nickname as a kid, whatever they want to call me, oh, those shiurim bring light to my life, thank you, please keep them coming." And then I answer the emails in my characteristic humility, and I say, "Oh, shucks." And then after I finish answering all the emails, and I press send on all of them, then my alarm goes off, and I wake up, and I'm back to reality, and I realize that in the world of the real, nobody's sending an email. But for Chol Zot, I thank everybody for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.